Welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. I'm your host, Jeff.
And as usual, I'm Liam.
As usual.
I'm here to stay.
Ugh, God, where's Dead Guy when you need him?
Dead Guy's never coming back, and we're never going to stop talking about him.
He's just crying to himself right now. Like, I was going to be on that.
I was going to be a superstar.
You were going to get the 10 views. Today we're going to talk about Kamen Rider Drive, episode 21.
We're back to two-parters.
You might have noticed a pattern in these episodes. Mm. We always talk about the newest Drive.
No shit.
What happened on today's Kamen Rider Drive?
Chase is not a murderer, but they're trying to make us think he is.
Well, that was revealed towards the end that he's not the murderer.
Yeah.
But, spoiler alert, by the way.
Okay, actual plot synopsis. A bunch of previous Roid Mewed victims are dying. They're getting shot or something. And Chase has been seen on the scene. So they go, and they fight, and then Medic takes the cars, and then Type Formula appears behind some smoke. The end.
That's pretty much it. That's it in a nutshell. Also, I love the like Loch Ness monster blurry photo of Chase driving away from the scene. That's evidence. Oh, Gen saw Kamen Rider Maha and Kamen Rider Drive this episode. He found out that there's two of them.
Well, he's carefully, slowly but surely moving towards the truth. I think he's gonna find out eventually who.
Yeah, he's like 15 episodes behind everybody else.
Anyways, what did you think of Kamen Rider Drive, episode 21?
I thought that it was a pretty good episode. It was eclipsed a little bit by the previous few episodes, but it continued the really awesome thing that Drive seems to do that none of the other series do, which is it seems very episodic, and then shit comes back and is plot important many episodes later, and I'm really enjoying that.
I'm liking that a lot, too. I like that they're sticking really hard with Go's racism. Like, they haven't forgotten it, and they aren't forgetting about it anytime soon, which is great.
As soon as Go started acting like a shithead, I was like, Liam is so happy right now.
I love it. I love shithead secondaries.
I know. I do, too. I really enjoy Go. I love his character. Mm. He is such a prick, but he's a lovable prick.
I hated him early on because he was just a showboat, and that wasn't really interesting. But now he's got something that's, like, got some meat to it that he can conflict with Tamari over.
He was, like, showboat level next. Like, nobody had showboated as hard as he was showboating.
Showboat level next, no way to contain it.
And I thought it was cool, but of course you have to do something else, because you can't keep topping showboating levels. Once you have your own background and fireworks, you can't really go any higher than that.
And they did do something else with it, thank God.
He's a good character, and he adds a lot to the dynamic of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering a plot line that I never particularly like, because it usually gets dragged out way too long. And it's the plot line that happens in a lot of things, which is, the bad guy's not really a bad guy, you just have to give him a chance.
I don't know if we're entering that now. I think we're slagging through the middle of it.
Yeah, we're getting to the point when I can't deal with it well anymore. Because, like, the guy is shooting you in the dick, and you're like, just give him a chance! He's only shooting me in the dick because he has to!
He's slicing up tires out of the air.
Yeah, that was some good special effects, wasn't it? That was believable. I felt like it was really happening.
I thought it was a neat shot, but, you know, Kamen Rider special effects.
Yeah. Their version of, like, fixing the scene's lighting is just add a gray filter over all the special effects and hope for the best.
Yeah.
What did you think of the episode?
You know, I know I've been saying this for, like, every episode for 4 weeks now, but I liked it.
Good critique. Good job.
I already said this, but I like that there's more racist Go, and I like Type Formula, and I really like that we're hopefully moving forward. See, this is the curse of reading toy scans, is because I know when it's gonna, like, when the whole Chase plot is gonna come to a head and he's gonna become a good guy, and it's not this month. So we're gonna be dealing with this story for quite a little longer. A little while
awesome.
Longer. But I appreciate at least that they're not doing Monster of the Week or Monster of the Fortnight, whatever you call it when it's a two-parter series, because I'd rather just have the characters fighting each other rather than just like, here's the fucking sound monster, here's the geometry monster, etc.
I like the case-by-case basis that they were doing with the Monster of the Week. Like, it made sense at that time. The Monster of the Week was a case.
It's possible to handle Monster of the Week well. Yeah, Drive does it well, and Black does it well, and there are other series that do it well. But I think I prefer not Monster of the Week when I get the choice.
Yeah, I get a little burnt out on writer versus writer sometimes, though. Like, it goes too far, especially when it's not the actual purpose of the series. Like, I'm going to bring up Ryuki for the 9 millionth time.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the purpose of the series, the writer versus writer, and that made sense.
Yeah, the plot of Ryuki was the Tatakai.
Yeah. And in Gaim's case, it was that way as well, but there are a few series where the writer versus writer becomes overbearing, and I'm hoping we don't... I don't know if Machine Chaser counts as a writer right now, though. He's a monster mash.
I would say Machine Chaser is a writer right now. He's got a toy that he uses to transform, and he rides a motorcycle. He's just a fucked up evil rider like Shadow Moon.
Shadow Moon was not considered a writer either.
Well, Shadow Moon is a writer in everything but name.
So is Machine Chaser, but that name is what matters.
Toy.
The name is the most important. Look at Tackle. Tackle is never a common writer because the name is what matters, and Japan's super sexist.
I think it's petition time.
Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, we'll go back to the fucking 70s and change it.
It's the principle of the thing, Jeff.
Machine Chaser has bug eyes, so he's a common rider.
Yes. I won't debate you on that.
That's all it takes.
There are a lot of... There was one funny little detail that I really liked this episode, and that's that Q has Murmur Mansion dolls on top of his computer now. I saw that.
I noticed that, too.
Keeping the continuity there. I like it. And there was another bit where Drive pulls out Dimension Cab, and he rescues... What the fuck is the guy's name? Lieutenant Odo?
Gen.
Gen and his partner. And all I could think about in that scene is, what is it like inside of the Dimension Cab dimension when you get pulled in there?
I imagine it looks like terrible special effects and yellow.
It's probably a big mess of like a mustard yellow green screen effect.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see it someday.
I like that Gen said everyone's thoughts when he saw it. He was like, what the hell? That's disgusting!
This sin against nature.
I really enjoyed that Overtime chose to sub that as what the fudge.
You can tell when they mean to say something. I remember in the subs of the last episode, Drive calls Medic a witch. And if you go into the sub file, I didn't do this, but somebody else did this. If you go into the sub file in brackets, it says something along the lines of like, I wanted to write that he calls her a bitch or something, but I can't say that in a kid's show. And it's like, he's translator's going halfway with it.
Yeah. What the fudge?
What the fudge?
I wonder what that was supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a mystery forever, I suppose. You'll have to open up those subs if you want to find out.
Whoever did that before, do it again. Tell us.
Yeah, you. They might actually be listening. They were in the thread.
Yeah, just do it in the thread. You don't have to send us anything.
I'll collect it.
This dude is always in the thread. He's always there. He's at work.
I'm always there watching to see if anyone's bad-mouthing Ryuki.
He's at work with, like, suspenders attached to his laptop, just holding it in front of him while he's doing his job. His mystery job that you'll never learn about.
No, never.
Espionage.
I'm also glad that we're finally getting Type Formula. I want to see it in motion really badly.
You and Type Formula, it still looks so goofy to me.
It's. I mean, it looks like a Hasbro toy, but I mean...
It does, but that's the point, isn't it?
But even more so than usual rider forms, I think Type Formula... It looks like a Transformer. It looks like he's gonna, like, kneel down and turn into an F1 car at any moment. But...
It really does.
I think that's part of its charm to me, is that it's just... costumey enough that he couldn't do it, but it looks like he might with a few alterations. it's a good design.
The sunglasses are cool. I like the helmet. I like the suit in general. I'm just not a big fan of the car slammed over his noggin.
Yeah, well, we've had this discussion, and I don't think we're ever going to agree on this.
Once I see it in motion, I might change my opinion.
It was the same with Kiwami. Kiwami was fucking hideous in the scans.
I grew to like Kiwami, though.
Yeah, you see it in the show, and you see him jumping around the cape, swinging everywhere, and you're like, okay, well, I can dig Kiwami.
It's no Kachidoki, but was pretty cool.
Kachidoki was amazing.
Kachidoki is immaculate.
I like that his ass is, like, right out there. Everything else is armored, but his booty is just like,
I think we all learned a little something about Liam today.
Look, if you're a Rider fan, and you don't know the subtle curvature of Seiji Takaiwa's ass, I don't know what to tell you.
My favorite Rider costume I might have mentioned before is Kuga's, because it's just all ass all the time. There's just nothing covering the ass. It's pretty much naked.
They knew.
10 out of 10.
Even back then, they knew the real appeal of Kamen Rider. Speaking of suits and stuff, I guess we're on that now. Jeff, what are your favorite and least favorite final forms of Kamen Riders?
My least favorite final form is from one of my favorite Kamen Rider shows. Like, I could say Decade, but I didn't like Decade in general. Mm. And it looks ridiculous. But I love Double. Double is, like, one of my favorites. It's not my first series, but it's the one that maybe won my heart the most. I don't know. All the shipping fanfics I wrote. Oh.
Double's ripe for the shipping.
It really is. I wrote none, but I should have.
You missed that.
I wasted my time when that show was out. Yeah.
When you said I love Double, I thought you were about to say you love Double's final form, and I was like, ugh.
No, God. Extreme is an abomination. He has giant W's on his shoulders.
Extreme is a fucking sin against God. It's so bad.
It really is. He's got, like, little wingies on his head for no reason. Like, he never had any of that shit before.
That, like, crystalline, sparkly middle that looks like a sticker of the Spice Girls that you would get in the 90s. It's got that, like, shiny effect on it.
Dude, I had a Trapper Keeper that had that all over it.
Oh, it's...
There was some dolphins and shit. Ooh. It was so good. Yeah, it's god-awful. Yeah. That suit is the worst.
Pretty bad.
The best, I'm gonna have to go back to Kuga's ass, because Kuga Ultimate Form is beautiful. Not Rising Ultimate, we don't need the golden spikes all over it. That was stupid anyway, because Ultimate Form was supposed to be the ultimate form. That was its purpose. But anyway, I digress. Kuga Ultimate is beautiful. It looks great in motion. They don't need to do, like, jump cuts and cutaways because the actor can't step 2 feet in it. It's beautiful.
I like Kuga Ultimate. It's very simple.
It is. It's very simple, but it also, like, melds into the story.
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers or anything, but Kuga Ultimate is, like, the story was written to where Kuga Ultimate was meant to exist. It's not like later Kamen Rider series where they were like, alright, well, we need to have an ultimate form at some point. What's it gonna be?
Yeah.
Honorable mention goes to Agito's, Shining Agito, which is a great-looking form as well.
Agito?
What about you, though, Liam? What do you like?
Agito is okay. I don't know. I wouldn't say Shining Agito is great.
Well, you have shit taste. Everybody knows.
Yeah, I got pretty garbage taste. In terms of my favorite final form, I don't even fucking know.
You brought up the question.
Does Tajidor count as a final form, or is it Putotira that was Oz's? I hear there's still a lot of contention about that.
There's a bit of an argument about that. Like, I imagine the form... I don't know, I don't want to weigh in on that argument, I'll get crucified.
Because, like, with the final form, usually it's like a big special new thing, but with Oz, it's just 3 more medals, and then 3 more medals. Yeah. It's like... Fuck, I guess if Tajidor counts, then Tajidor might be my favorite. I really like that look.
What if Tajidor does not count?
If Tajidor does not count, fuck, you back me into a corner here.
You're absolutely baby is in the corner right now. Figure that shit out.
I have never seen Hibiki, but I like the red Hibiki with the spikes. I don't even know what it's called. Just, this is purely on the design. I like it. I like it a lot.
You are such a fucking fake Toku girl. You know that? You're talking about shit you never seen. It's like you named your podcast after a series you never saw.
Oh, that would be horrible. Nobody would ever do that.
Who would do that shit?
Just the worst Rider fan would do that.
I would like to point out, I've seen Super One. Fuck you.
My honorable mention goes to Charge Up. Because of how, again, how simple it is, and how close it sticks to the original design. It's just a white S and a shiny horns on them, on Stronger. You can tell it's a final form, but it sticks very close to the original design. And it's the first one, so that's pretty cool.
The first Rider with a final form, that would not come back for a very, very long time.
I wonder why they didn't bring that back. It's a cool, like, the final form concept is cool for a kid's show.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just didn't test so well at the time.
I guess the little Kamen Rider Stronger charge-up action figures didn't sell very well.
Well, after Stronger, they were like, hey, let's go straight back to the original concept. Let's do, like, new Kamen Rider.
Oh, yeah, Sky Rider was after Stronger. That was like a reboot.
Yeah. But they were still like, let's make him fly.
Yeah. There's, like, a reboot with a twist, and he breaks through walls a lot, from what I hear.
I've seen a good deal of Sky Rider, actually. It's a pretty good series. Yeah. It's pretty heavy on, like, the comedic elements, because he has, like, a stupid sidekick.
Yeah.
Gengenji.
Oh, yeah.
Let's switch gears a little bit, and let's talk about Movie Wars GP.
Yeah, you can't avoid talking about wacky races.
You know, I knew from the moment you said you wanted to talk about it that you were going to call that shit wacky races. I just knew it.
You know me way too well. I found out quite a few details this week. This might be old news to people.
Spoilers, everybody.
Spoilers for, fuck, who cares? But, like, if you're one of those people who's holding their breath for Movie Wars Grand Prix, spoilers from here on out. You poor, unfortunate soul. This is probably old news to everybody by now, which is a shame, but I found it out, like, right after the last podcast. Some details about Movie Wars GP. And it's important to note that the last time we found out, or I found out details about a Rider movie like this, they ended up being, like, gross mistranslations or outright lies. So take everything I'm about to say with a grain of salt. But
I want it to be entirely wrong. That's what I want. Like, the movie has none of this shit in it. Like, Kamen Rider 3 isn't even in it. That's what I want.
The whole movie is an elaborate hoax. That'd be nice for once.
Yeah, at least it would be different, maybe entertaining.
I've got scans for some details, but not all of them.
Go right ahead, though.
Apparently, Go is going to die.
Yeah, I got spoiled on that in the general. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Shout out. And it got me thinking, wouldn't it be fucking crazy if they kept him dead in the show?
Like, he died in another dimension, so he just died in all dimensions.
Wouldn't that be... can you imagine the outrage?
I would be pissed, I gotta say. What a shitty way to die.
Especially here, when you can't see the movie until, like, 6 months after it's released.
Go is just not in the next episode when we come back.
Go is just... Everybody's crying, and like, oh, Go, and you're... What the fuck?
No, he's just not in it. Like, he's erased from time. Like, the next episode starts, and everybody's like, oh, there's only one Kamen Rider, right?
God, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it would.
So Go's dead. Also, I found out that apparently Kamen Rider 3 has a giant robot.
Rider Robo.
Yeah, he has a giant robot, or maybe he turns into a giant robot, although I doubt that. But
think about this from an executive's point of view. The executive is like, alright, we have to figure out some way to force Ninja into this. What the hell can they do? Well, yeah. Make a Rider robot.
I tried to see things from an executive's point of view, but my eyes quickly were filled with yen signs, and I had to stop.
The cash flow is all that's important in this children's toy game.
That's the end game of everything. But Kamen Rider 3 has a giant robot, and he gets in it, and he fights Kamen Rider J with it. Which is great, because I like this theme we're getting in Movie Wars of J being, like... He's this big guy who does a fun thing and then gets his ass kicked. Like, when he fights...
This is life.
When he... Remember in Heisei vs. Showa, in, like, the first 5 minutes, the only good part of the movie, when Jay fucking punches Forze out of the sky and explodes him?
And then Gaim does his, like, Shadow of the Colossus shit up his arm.
Yeah, flies around him and shoots him with the watermelon machine guns. I like that...
That was the cool part. That was the only cool part. That was the cool part.
Everybody should watch the first 5 minutes of Heisei vs. Showa, and then as soon as the title appears, turn it off.
No, you have to watch the whole movie so you see Kamen Rider Zetcross's triumphant return to the Rider series.
Quote-unquote triumphant, quote-unquote return.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What were you thinking about the other day?
For those who haven't seen the movie, Kamen Rider Zetcross has been pretending to be Ambassador Hell for like 40 fucking years in Badan. And he reveals that he was the bad guy all along, and then Badan's like, yeah, we knew. That's his whole part in the movie.
No, it's double good, because he reveals that he was Zekros all along, and then he, like, plants the bomb on the thing, and then the bomb fucks up, and then they reveal that they knew. So
they were just gonna let it get fucked up to begin with.
It was like a double failure on his part.
It really was. He did his cool slow-mo, his, like, after-image arms henshin, though. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was nice to see again.
But, again, like, you were watching Zetcross back in the fucking late 70s.
I was dead when Zetcross was airing, yeah.
Anyway.
Is that all you wanted to say?
No, he does all that in the movie. And I'm wondering the whole time, now that I think about it, who the fuck was the Zetcross in all the previous crossover movies?
Decoy Octopus? I don't know. Is there a rider, like a side rider or something, that can be other riders?
Yeah, his name's Decade.
No, but Decade was there. It couldn't be Decade.
It's always Decade.
I'm trying to think now.
Unuritikido.
I can't.
There's nobody. Give up. No? There's somebody, probably, but I don't care. I just thought that was funny to point out. Like, Zetcross has been in all these movies. Was he just going back and forth from place to place?
I'm not gonna sleep tonight now, Jeff. Thanks for that. I'm gonna... How does he do it? Does he, like, oh, I gotta use the washroom for a day so I can go become a writer again?
I need to go work on hell stuff. I'll be back.
Nobody come into my office.
I'll be very busy for the next 7 hours.
Movie wars.
There doesn't need to be a plot in Movie Wars. There is, and it's bare thread as hell, but...
You get the excuse for the writers to punch each other. And even that part's pretty disappointing.
It really is.
Anyways, speaking of Movie Wars, a music video got released this week for, like, the main... I guess it counts as the main theme of Movie Wars, or the main theme of Kamen Rider 3, and it's called Who's That Guy? Have you seen it?
You hear a little bit of it at the end of Drive 21. Who the fuck greenlit that? They at least understand enough English for, like, the scenes where Beltsan and, like, Harley, Professor Harley, are talking to each other. They understand English well.
Yeah, okay, talk to
so
you
then
later.
They call their song, Who's That Guy?
It's Kamen Rider 3. Who's that guy? He's Kamen Rider 3, I guess. The song itself is, like, whatever, but the music video takes place in, like, a disco nightclub, and it's got Kamen Rider 3, the face actor, I don't know his name, and he's singing and dancing, and the backup dancers for him are all Shocker Combat men, like, in the full suit regalia.
Is this on YouTube?
I'm sure you could find it on YouTube after you...
If you find it on YouTube, I want you to link it in the description.
Oh, below. I'm gonna get this to as many people as humanly possible. You have to see Who's That Guy.
I want everyone to see it, because I want to see it. Just link it in the description below.
I have also heard that they might be getting an actor to play, like, Tachibana Tobe.
Oh, I read about that on the Tokusatsu Network. Like, I'm not sure I like that.
I think that's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, like, the man's dead. You don't just hire a new actor to play him.
That's, like, you bring back Stronger, but don't have Stronger take off his helmet. Like, just keep him, let him preserve the memory.
They could have had Tachibana come back and wear his cowboy hat and just always shoot him from above.
Now you're thinking like an exec.
Yeah, I don't particularly like that, especially because all the photos of the actor show that he's like a zany comedic actor.
Oh.
And I don't want stronger Tachibana to come back so much.
Stronger Tachibana was 100% comedy relief.
I like original series V3 Tachibana, where he was like, he was fighting some combatmen himself.
If you're gonna bring back Tachibana Tobe, do it right, for God's sake. It's like, that's a big thing. Tobe was a big character.
I think a lot of the newer generation, these fucking kids these days, they don't understand how much Tachibana added to the series. He was the one element that went throughout all of the original series.
The seven
all
legendaries.
Seven, yeah. Of the original series.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, little kids, I guess they know about the Showa Riders because all the crossover movies and the video games and stuff, but I don't think they would know Tachibana.
You know what I find weird now that I'm thinking about it?
What?
Thinking about movie wars and stuff. How come these original actors come back for, like, one movie and then they're like, I'm done?
I don't know, I think they just don't want to get dragged back into Kamen Rider. Same reason why, like, Gintaro doesn't come back, or the reason why Philip does so much to distance himself. It's just like, you get trapped in that role, I suppose. It's an actor's nightmare to just play the same role over and over again for the rest of their lives, usually.
Not Shotaro's actor.
Not Shotaro.
He is going to be Hiroshi Fujioka's age, still playing Shotaro, doing his goofy-ass faces and wearing his tiny fedoras.
Well, if it pays the bills, it pays the bills.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, they're getting back quite a few people for GP. I know Garen's coming back.
Yeah, it's like the barest of bones of, like, secondary actors and also black.
Yeah, oh yeah! I always forget.
All the fucking advertisements for it keep showing, like, Garen and keep showing Zeronos and...
Yeah, Zeronos is coming back.
And then they show, like, one quick shot of black, and I'm like, you don't know where your money's at, do you?
Yeah, Kotaro coming back is the main event of the movie. If I watch that movie, it's gonna be for Tetsuo Kurata, seeing him act again.
Also, I want you guys to know that I would pay any amount of money to have that all-white outfit that he wears.
Oh, yeah.
I want it so bad.
Kotaro, both in black and in, like, his decade appearance and in this appearance, he's got great fashion sense, that guy.
He does. He's all about the neutral colors. All black, all white.
Yep. He's that kind of outfit that I could never pull off, but I can just sit and admire from the sidelines, never wearing it.
I'll pull it off. I don't give a shit.
You'll try.
Everybody can point and laugh at me on the street.
I'll be first in line.
You're gonna come all the way from Canada to, I don't, Texas, wherever the fuck I live, and you're gonna laugh at me.
I think they decided you lived in Texas, yeah, so we'll go with that.
I don't know how I feel about that, but alright, you're gonna come all the way to the Lone Prairie to tell me that I can't pull off Kamen Rider Black's outfit.
Yeah, I think that's worth it.
I hope we annex your country.
Never. Never. We'll fight you to the last breath.
Canada will fight us, really?
Speaking of Canada, when I heard about all these secondary riders coming back, I thought somebody, I think somebody mentioned this in the thread or something, or maybe I came up with it on my own, or maybe I had a dream. I don't know where I heard this idea, but wouldn't it be cool if there was a movie where all the main riders get, like, brainwashed or something, and all the secondary riders have to step up and fight them?
That would be pretty cool. All the secondary riders would get their asses beat, though.
Nah, but power levels don't matter in crossover movies.
No, they really don't.
You should know this.
Also, I saw something the other day where they were listing secondary riders, and they listed Rider 2. Fuck you. Ichimonji is not a secondary rider. He was the main fucking character for most of the series.
I can see how, I mean, he is Rider number 2.
He was just Kamen Rider until Hiroshi Fujioka was like, you know what, my career is kind of tanking. I'm going to go back to Kamen Rider.
I thought it was just because his leg healed.
He didn't come back after his leg healed. Oh. Like, it was a good, like, I don't even know, like, 40 episodes, maybe? 30 episodes?
Really? I didn't know that.
before he came back. Yeah, he started, like, acting in cop dramas.
I thought he came back right away.
Nope.
Shit.
He was like, well, my career's tanking, time to go back to Kamen Rider, which happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's some things never change, sadly.
Yeah, he's not a secondary Rider. He's a partner, if anything, even when Rider 1 is around. They are equal billing.
Did you hear about the guy that played Shin, the face actor for Shinken Red, who was paid so low for his acting work by Toei that he had to drink water for dinner? Like, I know I'm laughing at it, but it's horrible.
I don't know how much I believe that, because so many other actors are like, yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. I wouldn't go back, but it was good. And then Shinken Red is like, I fucking drank water to live!
Maybe he spent his money on something else. Who knows?
It might be true, though. It might be like, Toei's like, if you tell anybody about this, we'll fucking kill your family.
I mean, Toei being cheap isn't exactly a far-out concept.
No, it's not. It's not a secret that they're cutting some corners. We're already kind of starting to see that. Where the budget's going for each episode of Drive, like, they're cutting away when they put in their shift cars now, so yeah. They don't have to show the effect.
Well, you gotta keep the money for those tire slicing scenes.
You gotta keep the money for every slowdown effect that they just copy-paste episode.
Someone at Toei was like, let's make a whole show about that. I know we already did it, but let's do it again.
We've already done it twice.
What was the
other? Fiza's final form had that ability.
Oh, yeah, the thing where the chest comes off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing where he, like, girls gone wild with his chest holes.
The suit boobies just go over into his shoulders.
It's a cool form, but...
Speaking of, while we're on Movie Wars, remember that scene in that one Movie Wars that everybody posts the WebM of, where it's Fiza and Zabi, and they're like... The bee clocks up and Fies does the boob thing and then they're like zipping all over the place fighting in fast motion. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I love that.
That is cool.
I know also, what it's from.
Talking about like immaculate suits, you don't have to go further than Kabuto. Not the final form.
No. Final form Kabuto is dumb, but yeah, Kabuto's got 6 suits.
And really, Zabi gets passed around like a $2 hooker, but god, it's so cool looking.
I like both the masked and the rider forms in Kabuto. I think they look stellar.
I do too. If I had my choice, I would pick Zabi or Kick Hopper.
Or if you could be anybody, if you could have any suit sitting
in. If I could have any suit, I wouldn't want to be the guy in them, because the same guy is Zabi first, and then later he's Kick Hopper, and he's a fucking loser.
Yeah, Kamen
Rider's... He's my favorite character, but...
Kamen Riders usually have pretty shitty lives. You don't want to be any of them.
I do. Fuck it. Kidnap me and turn me into a monster. Fuck, I don't care.
Really? Don't... You want to get kidnapped and turned into a monster and spend your whole life fighting guys in luchador outfits?
Yes! Sign me the fuck up.
I guess if it paid...
I mean, it doesn't. Beats you only beat. You're a cyborg.
That's true. That's true. I should start reconsidering my career options.
You can sip tea at many a shop, but you never eat on camera.
That's true.
I think that's all we really have to say right now. We're fucking bordering on 35 minutes, so...
Yeah, I'm fresh out of content.
A lot of podcasts seem to go an hour, but fuck that noise. Dude, Who wants to listen to two idiots talk about Kamen Rider for an hour?
I listen to a podcast that goes on for 3 hours or more.
What the fuck is that?
They talk about, like, everything. I'm not going to name it.
Why?
It's a fucking... See, I don't want people knowing what podcasts I listen to. It's the only one I listen to, but...
They're going to track you through that. They're going to be like, I fucking know who that guy is now.
They're going to track me down and beat me up.
I'm going to fucking dox you. I'm going to go right into a thread and be like, this Liam's name is blah blah blah, and he lives at 123 Fake Street.
Don't tell them my name is Liam Gonzalez.
You sound like a Liam Gonzalez.
Liam Soji.
There you go. Liam Soji.
Yeah.
He got into Kamen Rider because he shared a name with one.
Yeah, it's funny like that.
My name is Jeff Chen.
Which...
My dad's Asian.
No one's gonna get that reference.
Nobody's gonna get that reference. Anyway, we have a Twitter... it's fucking Writer Club Radio. We have a Gmail. It's also Writer Club Radio. Send us email. Follow us on Twitter. Don't. Who cares?
Don't. Oh, I thought you were telling them not to.
Yeah. Don't.
Please don't send us any emails.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. And next week we'll probably talk about Kamen Rider.
Yeah, if things go well.
Have a good one.
See ya. Thank you.